But that's not even my rant, although I did just rant about it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Hate Spinnerbait, the podcast where we hate spinnerbait, but we love Tippy the Bird.
Not a Tippy the Bird reference.
We're starting off strong, baby.
We're starting off strong. Oh my gosh. I'm Michael Ann. With me, as always, is Bethany, and we will explain the Tippy thing momentarily. Yes. If you don't already know.
Yeah.
Those who know, know.
Yeah. If you're in the know, you're in the know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
A few things I just want to cover real fast. First of all, watch us on YouTube. Watch us on YouTube, bitches. I put makeup on for this.
Yes. We did our faces, y'all. Okay? So, like,
look at them.
Watch us on YouTube.
Also, I've heard the feedback. The feedback. I've gotten some questions. Can you do the chapters and chaos in one episode? We used to do that.
We did.
This is year three of these two women with full-time jobs running a podcast on the side.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. It was a lot for us. So if you want 2-hour episodes, go back a couple years. You got them.
Yeah. Or you could save the book and chaos for 1 week and you could listen to them that way if you want to.
Yeah. And we have so much back catalog, y'all. We have so much back catalog. If you're just now joining us, we don't have our back catalog on YouTube. Obviously, the YouTube is kind of new. But anywhere you listen to audio podcasts, I mean.
Yeah. It's there. So many episodes.
That being said, we will try harder to just do two chapters at least when we talk about Jason. Because one chapter is not good. I mean, we've gotten that feedback for a while, so
we're sorry. We'll do better. Also, I'm sorry that we're trying to kind of drag out the Jason because, again, our Jason content is like limited. We're really hoping these publishers let this sweet, wonderful woman publish another book soon so we have more content to discuss. But until then, it is running low. And then obviously we'll have to start discussing some other books before we get our next lesson. But yeah.
Anyway, that was all my biz. Do you have any biz?
Do I have any biz? No, I don't think I have any biz. Just ready. I'm ready to get chaotic. I'm ready to... It's officially summer, which is, it's complicated feelings with summer. It's both like one of my favorite times of the year and my least favorite times, like temperature wise and all that jazz, least favorite time of the year. I'm like, let's skip it. Let's get to fall. But like the movie lover in me loves summer for the summer movie season. So it's like, I'm a little torn, but not to say that there aren't. I mean, fall time is when you get like the serious cinema and you get your like awards buzz movies, which is like fun, but also not fun. I was just watching a Cannes review and like some of these movies, y'all sound bonkers. And I was like, they're going to win awards. Some of them sound interesting, don't get me wrong, but some of them I'm like, that's so pretentious, but you know, standing ovation, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Men doing things that we consider brilliant, but it's just men doing things.
And just men.
That's what I assume these movies are about. I don't know.
Some of them look pretty interesting. There is one called Young Mothers. Which is about like a young mother, like people that just had kids and like they meet in this group or whatever. I don't know. That was kind of interesting. Oh, it's obviously all about women. So kind of more into that. There's actually a few things that did pretty well at Cannes this year that are directed by women. So that's pretty exciting. But of course, all the like major award winners are like men. But it's whatever. We'll see. There should be some interesting things, hopefully, maybe. But yeah, right now we're at the summer. We're at the, like, you get your reprieve from the heat by going into the dark theater and, like, squishing as much popcorn in your face as you possibly can and watching, like, Tom Cruise hang off the side of an airplane. And I love this time of year for that. Although I have to say, I saw both Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible this weekend. didn't really like either of them. so that's a bit of a disappointment, but it's fine. I mean, like, they were what they were. And I didn't have, like, really high expectations for Lilo and Stitch, obviously. But, a little bit of a controversy with that one. We won't get too into it because it's very new and I don't want to spoil anything for anyone. But it's
been, I've seen the spoiler.
It's been a little bit of a controversy.
Yeah, as it fucking should be. Because what the fuck?
So there's been some things with that. I honestly think that the little girl who plays Lilo is so good. Like, she's so cute. And I really hope she gets more roles because, like, I don't know. It's hard being a child actor. And I was impressed by her. So that's a positive. There are bits. This is, okay, I'm going on a quick rant. Okay. This wasn't even planned. Like, this just came to me. But this is a rant that my husband had to hear the other night. So now all of you do too.
There.
This is the thing I don't understand about action movies. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't understand. And I like action as a genre. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, again, I've seen all the Mission Impossible movies. I think that most of them are actually quite endearing. Like, I enjoy them. It's silly. Again, you're going to, like, sit in a cold theater and smush popcorn into your face and watch Tom Cruise do stupid stunts, right? That's what we're here for. Anyways, I think he's, like, Scientology'd a little too close to the sun or something, and he's, like, taking himself a little bit too self-importantly, and this movie is, like, very, like, self-important. And the first hour of it, I shit you not, is pure exposition. And it's so, we have to over-explain everything. And I know that there is a part of the population that likes things to be explained. I'm not the person. Like, one of the biggest jokes in the Star Wars fandom of the last few years is, like, somehow Palpatine returned and everyone was really pissed off by that. I didn't care. I don't need things over explained to me. Like, I suspension of disbelief, I'm here for a good time. Like, get to the point, you know what I mean? Like, that's my opinion. Oh my god, did they over explain things in this movie? But that's not even my rant, although I did just rant about it. My rant is, I don't know why. Obviously, in action movies for years, in any movie, a man is always, like, whatever, 50, 60 years old, and he's dating a 30-year-old in a movie. That part I'm, like, almost expecting, whatever, it's gross, but it happens all the time because men are allowed to age gracefully in Hollywood and women aren't. But here's the thing that really just, like, bothers me. I don't know why in action movies, every time someone is doing, like, life-saving stuff, like CPR or, like, some kind of, like, recess scene or whatever, it has to be overly sexualized. I think that's so fucking weird. It's so weird. And it happened again in this Mission Impossible. And I, as someone who's gone and recently rewatched all of them, it happens a lot in Mission Impossible. And I'm like, why in a CPR scene do I need to be looking at this woman's boob? Why is this weird sexual tension going on? And it's not just in action movies. Like, in movies in general, I feel like for some odd reason, like, a life or death situation is weirdly sexualized, and I don't understand it. Like, if you were actually in that situation, nothing about it would be sexy. It would be terrifying, and it would be sad, and you would be, like, cracking someone's ribs, and it would be terrible. But no, in a movie, it's like, bow, chicka, bow, bow. We're gonna film it to where we see her breasts, and, like, mouth to mouth is sex. It's not sexy. It's not, it's giving, you were literally resuscitating someone. It's not sexy, and it bothers me so much.
Okay. I hate that.
And rant. But yeah, I was like, what is this scene? Like, why are we filming this? Like, it's a softcore porno, and it's supposed to be, like, a dramatic, like, life or death situation. I don't understand. It's weird.
I'm not even surprised by that information. I fuck with an action movie. They're just, like, mindless action. You know, you're just, like, watching people jump from airplanes and stuff. But I think Tom Cruise is way self-important, especially at this point in his career. Yes. Like, like, we get it. You do your own stunts. Like, we get it. Yeah, Scientology's on you. On your side. I don't want it.
No. And honestly, not only is it, like, dangerous for you, but, like, you're fucking with other people's livelihoods. Like, when he broke his leg and they had to shut down production for 4 months, like, you fucked with people's livelihoods. Like, you not only screwed up the movie for you, but every single person on that casting crew. And I think, honestly, that's selfish. So, like, I'm all about you wanting to get out there and do your own stunts or whatever. But first of all, they're very talented people who do this for a living. And also, there's an entire cast and crew of people who don't have your crazy Scientology money and crazy career that you've had that has awarded you the amount of money that you have. that need to put food on their table and like can't afford their movie being shut down. But you know what? It's neither here nor there.
But you know what? Whatever.
That's just my 2 cents. What do I know?
Nothing. We know nothing. Yeah,
we know nothing. We're just ladies.
We're just ladies.
Just two ladies. But yeah, thank you everyone for coming along with me on that that rant. Hope you all enjoyed.
I loved it. Thank you. I did see the spoiler. Okay, if you don't want fucking Lilo and Stitch live action spoilers.
Yeah.
Fast forward.
Tune out for a little bit.
But I saw that at the end, she gives up custody of Lilo.
Yeah. 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 It's like, it's not, okay, I don't want to like defend it, which I'm not defending it, but it's not like as bad as it comes off. Like I've seen certain people talk about it that haven't seen it. And I'm like, oh, you're kind of making it sound worse than it is. And it is bad. Don't get me wrong. Again, this whole movie, the reason that I think a lot of people are attached to it is, of course, the old Ohana thing and whatever. Mm-hmm. And again, they are Native Hawaiians. And there is obviously a very complicated thing about like, ugh, like it's very icky to basically have a Native Hawaiian character give up custody to the state of a child. Like, it's just, yeah, like, obviously there's a lot of issues with Indigenous people back in the day, their hands being forced into that, essentially, and the fact that Hawaii is a state, period, is a problem, but that's neither here nor there. We don't have time to unpack all of that. But anyways, I will say, having seen the movie, like, I think what they were going for, and they missed the mark, which, again, is why you shouldn't have like a white man directing a movie about two Native Hawaiian sisters, probably. But I think what they were trying to go for is essentially like in the original movie, it's pretty like, yes, you kind of get that there's issues with the fact that Nani herself is obviously quite young and is tasked with taking care of Lilo. Like that's a lot, And so I think they wanted to kind of like dig into that a little bit more in this movie, which I commend. Like, she too lost her parents. She too is going through things. And we only ever think about it kind of from Lilo's perspective, because of course she's our entry into this universe and because she's a wee little small child. But like, Nani herself is going through a lot. And so they kind of like change up a little bit of some of the like custody stuff. And they also have it that like Nani basically like wants to be like a marine biologist, which was never a thing in the original movie. And I'm fine with making like her having ambitions. What is weird is she lives in Hawaii, like you could study marine biology there, and they make her have to go to like San Diego for some reason, which like, cool, whatever. Like people do go away from their home state to go to college, happens all the time. But essentially the whole thing is like, she's really kind of struggling a lot more in this movie with like taking care of a kid, which is honestly probably true to life. Like, I get that. And so of course the social worker, just like in the original film, is coming around being like, hey, like, you know, which actually the social worker in this movie is played by OG Nani, like animated voice Nani. So they kind of changed the social worker dynamic, which is interesting. And happy to like see them like try to get some of the OG cast some roles in this one. That was nice. But anyways, so she's like on Nani's side and she's like, I'm really trying to help you, but like, you gotta do this and you got to have health insurance, you guys, and you got to whatever. And of course Nani is like, you know, working at tourist traps, yada yada yada. Again, spoiler, she gets fired from the one job and is like trying to find another job. And then everything happens with Lilo and the surfboard incident, which in the animated movie is like kind of like a quick thing and isn't that serious. But in the live action, she basically like has like a drowning incident sort of, and so she has to go to the hospital and they don't have health insurance. And so at this point Nani's kind of like, fuck, like maybe it is better for her if I give her up. Like I can't, like I cannot take care of her properly, like the way she deserves to be taken care of. Now again, there's obviously some complications with being two Native Hawaiian sisters, giving them up to the state, yada yada yada. But I think they were like trying to go for something and they just kind of missed the mark. And then in the end, so they have a neighbor who's kind of basically like a family to them. And at the end, so of course, Nani, in like a moment of panic, agrees to it because she's just trying to do what's best for her little sister and realizes that she does not have the money or the resources to take care of her the way that she needs to be. And so she's like, yeah, okay. And then, of course, is like really wrestling with it because she loves her sister and she doesn't want to. And then, of course, because it's a Disney movie, it kind of has a happy ending, which is technically she gave up her sister. But neighbor steps in and is like, hey, I will take her. She already has an established relationship with the neighbor and already kind of sees her like a grandma. And then we will also be together and it'll be one big Ohana kind of situation. So like, we're a family and then sister is still there. sister gets to go upon Lilo's recommendation, because she's like, no, you should go to school. And so she decides to go off to San Diego to go to school. But of course, because it's like alien technology, she has a little teleport thing and she can like teleport back and like hang out with Lilo. So it's like a lot of the spoilers online are kind of like, she gives up custody and they end hating each other. Okay, they don't say that, but they end like she never sees her sister again. Like Lilo's off to the state when really she's like living with her neighbor who she already has an established relationship with. Like they're kind of, I commend them for trying to like make Nani's story more of a story. Like I do think there is a lot of like complicated things with Nani, and again, you never really in the animated film get time to kind of be like, that would be really hard, and she went through a trauma herself. She lost both her parents and she's really young, and it is a normal age to go off to college and get to kind of find yourself, and instead like you're here to take care of your kid or whatever. And like I think that they did a really good job with that. I commend them for that. Where I think a lot of people are having issue, which I understand and agree with, is again the whole, it's a little tone deaf considering who your characters are. They're Native Hawaiian people, and you're kind of saying that you're giving her up to the state. In a sense, she does and she doesn't. Very technical, you know, if you want to get technical about it. So I totally understand where people are upset. I think it's very justifiable, and I get it. But yeah, like I do think some of the spoilers online are people being like a little bit intense about it. And I'm like, oh, it's not like she straight up is just like, deuces. Ohana means you are left behind. Like
it's Ohana not- means fuck you.
It's not that. Like it's not whatever. It was. But yeah, anyways, needless to say, obviously, I as a white person never want to speak over the concerns of obviously people of color, indigenous people. Again, like I said, Hawaii technically probably shouldn't be a state. I love that we get to have you, you know, but yeah, obviously that's problematic and they should be their own independent place, but that's whatever. That's, again, we don't have the time to unpack all of that. but with all of that said, I understand people's concerns and complaints. I also have seen some Native Hawaiians that are like, oh, like I kind of liked it because like, to us, like, you know, growing up on the island, like everyone's auntie, cuz, like, you know, whatever, like everyone is kind of one big family. And like this movie really kind of like expanded or you know, like their Ohana, blah, blah, whatever. Can interpret it the way that they want to, I guess. That's the thing about art. But yes, the complaints I think are valid. And I understand, again, Lilo and Stitch means like a lot to a lot of people. And I understand them like being upset, and I totally get it. And like I said, like it was fine. First of all, it never needed to be made because it's just like a cash grab by Disney, obviously. But yeah, I saw someone post this the other day, which is so true. They're like, you know, they do these live actions. Like I know half of it they say is because like they want to introduce it to a new generation, blah, 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 blah. But really it's a cash grab, right? Like they want to be 100%. Able to like, new merchandise and whatever. And like that's fine, Disney. If you want to put out new merchandise, like just put out like just do re-releases. Like just do like, oh, for the 20th anniversary of Lilo and Stitch or the 25th anniversary or whatever. Like put out a cool re-release, put up a cool pop-up shop or something, and like people will still give you money. So doing the live actions is just I say that and then I'm like, you know what I'm really excited for? How to Train Your Dragon. But I am really excited about that. I don't know. And it's the same thing. I'm not saying that it's not a cash grab by Universal, because it is. Like, you could just go watch the animated movie, like the animated How to Train Your Dragon. This is the one thing I will say, though, and this is in regards to both Lilo and Stitch and any of these live actions Mike and I were talking about, or any movie that, like, whatever, is an adaptation of something and you, like, don't like it. I love The Lion King. I think The Lion King is one of the most beautiful animated films of all time. I think it's one of the best films of all time. Just like objectively, it is a great film. I love it so much. When the live action one came out, I was very like, ugh, I don't know how to feel about it. But I wanted to go see it to give it a chance because we have A-list. And so it's not like I was paying like real money to go see it. We went and saw it. Atrocious. Absolutely god awful. No, thank you. Never want to see it again. And you know what? I haven't. But you know what else I don't do? Spend time thinking about it, because the original Lion King is still there and I can watch it and I can watch the Broadway show. I can listen to the soundtrack of either of them. Like I can do that because those are things I enjoy. And I will never understand why people spend so much time like harping on something they don't. Like, again, in this situation, if people wanted to come out and be like, hi, as a Native Hawaiian, like I think this was kind of a problematic take on this. Just so you know, be warned. Again, there's some people that have like adoptive children or foster children. And like, they were like, oh, thank you for the warning. Like that might be a bit much for us to go see. Like, it looks like a fun family film. And that might be a little difficult for us to watch, you know?
appreciate that people are warning people for that. But people that are just like bitching about it to bitch about it and be like, my childhood is ruined. Like, the original Lilo and Stitch is still there. You can still go watch it. And again, this works for any Star Wars films, anything. No one is taking away the things that you liked. You can still go watch those and don't waste your time and energy on the stuff you don't like. Like I said, I've never rewatched the live action Lion King. It wasn't for me. I'm sure someone out there is like, that's my version of the Lion King and I love it. And I'm so happy for them. I'm not going to waste my time thinking about it. Like, I just don't understand people like wasting their time thinking about things that they don't like when you could go spend your time on things that you do like. You know what I mean? But that's,
it's like Taylor Swift once said, I don't want to be known for the things that I don't like.
Yes.
I want to be known for the things that I like, or whatever. Exactly. That little speech was.
The things that I love, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a quote in the daylight. Great segue. Should we talk about the AMAs?
Yeah. Great segue. It's AMAs time. I have a little person just like came out of nowhere behind my window right there. I have a little thingy that kind of wraps up all of the, oh shit. I should probably re-download Instagram.
Can I preface all this by saying that like, I've seen a lot of talk, and of course everyone's like, you know, we're clowning and like we're probably going to be wrong or we could be right or whatever, which we've been right before, but we've also been wrong many times before, particularly about reputation.
Many times.
An insane amount of times, to be honest. But with that said, I like some of these people like are kind of not like, I don't want to say mean, but like people, obviously the people that are clowning are just like, oh, whatever, if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Like, it's just fun. But that's the thing. Like, this is just fun. Like, everything sucks. And this is just like something for us to look forward to. Like, I'm going to tune in. This is a great promo for the AMAs. We're all going to tune into the AMAs tonight, you know, when we probably wouldn't have. Like, it's just fun. Like, this just gives us something to like look forward to and enjoy. And some people being like, what are you going to do if you're wrong? I'm going to be wrong because I've been wrong like 18 times before. And I'll carry on and then I'll find anything to clown over. Like, it's fine. Like, it's just, it's giving me something to look forward to in life. Okay. Like, let people have their fun.
If I'm wrong, I will pout in my house for a day.
Yeah.
And then I will get over it.
And then I'm just going to move right on with my life. Exactly.
But yeah, there's post I sent y'all as well that I'll just, oh my gosh. See, I haven't had Facebook for Instagram for so many days that it like, okay. Difficult. This is a thing I sent you guys, the group chat, Scrimmy in the Woods. Wah! And it says, I'm not clowning because I demand anything of Taylor or because I think she hasn't done enough. I do think something will happen Monday. I also think something's going to happen, but I have no, like, I'm not like, oh, it's definitely rep. Oh, it's definitely TS12. Right. Like, it's something, I have no idea. I don't know what it is. But I won't be that surprised if nothing comes of it and we're all sad clowns. And that's okay because Taylor doesn't owe us anything. I'm clowning because it makes me hopeful, excited, energized, and joyful. And those feelings are in short supply these days. So, yeah. So
100%. Yes.
Yeah. I am here for the clowning. And there's so many signs pointing.
There's so many signs. It's definitely like, again, if absolutely nothing happens, I will be a little bit shocked. Like you said, I'll pout about it for a minute and then I'll get over it. But I just like, I feel like something has to happen because there are so many signs pointing toward today. Like so many. And again, I don't know if it's rep. I don't know if it's debut. I don't know if it's, we're going to announce whatever the heck she was filming in Vancouver or if it's going to be TS12 or whatever the hell it is, but something is coming our way tonight. I think like, listen, I need it. I need something to give me joy in these dark times. Also, the whole Handmaid's Tale mabobber was juicy. That was crazy timing considering what the Orange Man had tweeted out about her like a week prior. Crazy.
I know, that was amazing. And it's like almost the whole song, which is pretty swig.
Yeah. Have you seen the theories about how people think it's her in like the show?
Yes.
Like walking out of the truck. And I was like, I could see it. Probably see isn't, it. But like, I can see it. I like the build is right. The walk is right. I get it. I understand. And the timing being right that like they were filming in Toronto and she was there in Toronto doing her show. Like, she could have bopped over there for like a night shoot and done that real quick. Absolutely. Like, it's definitely plausible.
Yeah, that would be fun. But let's go through these. Okay. So during the Eras tour, at one point when she was performing Reputation, she held up a 2 while she was performing her 6th album. And Rep was the 5th era on the Eras tour. So 5, 2, 6.
Yeah. Yeah. I see it.
Also, the Midnight's Mayhem with Me that we've literally never solved and have almost given up on at this point. Yeah. So the 2 times that she's holding the phone upside down is episode 2 and episode 6. And then Monday, Midnight's Mayhem with Me, the May part of Mayhem is underlined like 4 times or 5 times. There's a specific number of times. Apologies. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's like 5 lines. It's underlined 5 times. The cake in the I Bet You Think About Me music video, which is like one of the best Vol tracks ever. There's a 26 on the cake, and everyone was like, what the fuck does that 26 stand for?
It's 26.
Also, in Midnight's Mayhem with Me, episode 2 features Meredith, and she shares a birthday with Reputation. I'm not really sold on this one, but her last 3 Grammy outfits were red, white, and blue. And so people are like, oh, Memorial Day. That one, I'm like,
I don't really get that one, but I'm like, no. Okay. Because that was like the white, like her white outfit was for like TTPD. Like that was very TTPD coded thing. I'm not saying that it couldn't be multifaceted, but I was like, I don't really think.
Also, wasn't the blue one Midnight's?
Yeah. So I was like, I think that was more for Midnight's. I think that was more for Tortured Poets. The red was just fun. I think she was just having fun.
The red was just hot.
Thank you. Yeah, it was just hot. With the little T chain. Okay. But yeah, so I don't know. Again, it's all fun and games. If people want to theorize that that's what it means, cool. I don't personally buy into that one, but cool.
There is also the famous medley she did where she wore that shirt that had all of her stolen records on it. That was performed on May 26th at the American Music Awards. Taylor Nation was randomly posting about her commencement speech the other day.
Yeah.
The commencement speech was posted on May 26th. May 26th is a mirror date, so 5-26-25, 5-26-25, backwards. Taylor wore a black top and a snake necklace for her I Heart Awards acceptance speech. And I do remember we were all like, she's wearing a snake necklace. What the fuck?
Yeah. We had thoughts on that.
Her website currently spells out AMAs, apparel, music, accessories, and sale. They also spelt, Taylor Nation also spelt it out. But this is like, this is literally a tweet about voting for the AMAs. So like, yeah, they spelled it out, but it was the point
really of count. Yeah.
The Karma music video is 2 years old. And on the 26th, Taylor Nation posted a mirror image of the Karma Mountain for a TTPD listening party. That looks like a stretch too. Those mountains don't really look.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that, but all right.
Taylor Nation said we would be reliving the summer of 2022. That's the same summer we got an award show announcement for Midnight's. That AMA's performance was 6 years ago. Some of these I'm just scrolling through because I'm like. and then we got that Look What You Made Me Do snippet on from The Handmaid's Tale 6 days before the AMA's. So like that could be a thing. Also, I want to mention how frequently the Kelsey brothers' Instagram is posting about the AMAs. Like, they didn't just post about the AMAs once. They posted about the AMAs several times, I feel like. Yes, here's one. 1 week from today, AMAs. And then this one's like
counting down to the AMAs. It's just like interesting. And then they randomly posted this picture of Travis and Taylor out to eat, which I was like, okay, like, is there something in here that we're not seeing? So, and that's like their official, page. Do they run this?
They do not run it, from my understanding. It is like a, I think it's like, it's affiliated with them, but it's not 100% them. Like, it is technically a fan page, so I think someone else runs it, but I don't entirely understand their connection. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're still somehow affiliated with it, but they don't, like, well, obviously no one, like, themselves actually runs things, but I don't think, like, their official team runs anything, but I don't know.
There was a Garage Beer, which is Travis and Jason's beer company.
Yeah.
That was like, Look What You Made Me Do or something. There was some sort of Taylor reference on there.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. But yeah, I mean, all signs are pointing to maybe.
Maybe.
All signs are pointing to maybe.
Give me something. Again, I will move on with my life if I don't. I did see this post the other day. And it's funny how much we're like math about these things. But I did see something about like the Reputation bodysuit having 26 on the back, which I know some people are like, it could be 2026, which like, yeah, it could, I get that. But I'm just saying, I don't know, things are happening, but I did see someone, you know, the movie, the number 23, and like everything he does, he's like, oh, everything adds up to like the number 23 or whatever. And so someone posted a clip of that. And like, it's like a lady painting her living room and he's like, why'd you pick this color? Cause it's red, blah, blah, blah. And this and that adds up to what it, you guessed it, 23. And people are like Swifties anytime they're coming up with a theory. And I was like, it's so accurate though. Like I do like the poking fun of it in that way. I'm like, yeah, no, we deserve that. Because we're always like, all right, so the sixth album, this and this color nail on this day, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And it is, but again, it is all in good fun. It's just fun. Like, again, there's just not a lot to look forward to these days. So please, Taylor, give us something. But if you don't, that's cool too.
Yes.
Please give us something. Also, my biggest theory onto why I think it's finally going to happen is because I think that if there is some kind of announcement, there might be a correlating merch drop. And right now I've been trying to save money because next week I'm going out of town. So I think it's going to happen because it would be a terrible time for me to buy merch, but I would want to buy it. So that's my main reason why I think it's going to happen now. And I'll say, yeah, it's going to happen. And then there'll be a whole merch drop and then I'll want to buy it. And I'm trying to be good and save money for next week.
I can't afford any extracurricular purchases right now, so it would be good timing for that as well. Exactly. So, but I am going to Walmart today, which I don't usually shop at Walmart, so I'm sorry, my apologies, but I am going to Walmart today. I actually fucking hate Walmart. I do everything I can to not go there, but they are selling, have you seen that coloring book that artist made that was like the Knights of Tay Realm?
No.
I'll put it up on the screen. But it's a coloring book that's like,
oh, that's cute.
Yes. And they sell it at Walmart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to get it. Every once in a while, Walmart purchase is allowed. I'm in a pickle because I'm trying to find, my friend got engaged this weekend, which like, yay, I'm so happy for him, so excited. And I know that like usually like craft stores and stuff have like, you know, like future misses or like kind of like bachelorette stuff. And I went to my dear friend Michael, his place, Michael's. And
love Michael.
I could not find anything. Like there was some wedding stuff, but it was like none of that stuff. And so I'm going to try Hallmark because I think they might have it. But if not, I'm going to have to go to Hobby Lobby, which does make me sad. But I was like, you know what? Like, every once in a blue moon, if it's the only place you can purchase it at, a purchase may be made. But I try my best, obviously, not to go there for obvious reasons. But yeah, I was like, why does no one who's a good company actually sell any of the stuff I'm looking for right now? but I wanted to get her something. I'm going to see her bright and early tomorrow morning. And she just got engaged Thursday night. Yeah, Thursday night. So this will be the first time I've seen her since the big question was popped. And I want to like give her a little like, yay.
I love that.
We'll see. I'm on a mission.
Yeah, I mean, I don't use Amazon. I haven't used Amazon since like January. Don't go to Target. I haven't gone to Target. I went to Target once in September, in March for the Scribby in the Woods trip.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I've gone since they've announced their DEI stuff.
Yeah.
I go to Michael's instead of Hobby Lobby now. I, you know, I do what I can in
my best.
A world where capitalism, you just can't win, really.
Exactly.
I mean, you can get stuff from, you know, locally owned businesses and stuff, but like to a certain extent. And
yeah, exactly.
So it's just, that's just the world we live in. It's just the country we live in.
Ain't that the truth? The other day, speaking of going and seeing Lilo and Stitch this weekend, I put this in our fantasy football group chat because Mike and I went to go run a couple errands before we saw it. So we go to the store because Mike's looking for something and I was like, oh, let's go. And he knows, like, you know, he's on the Target band with me. So he was like, well, I usually just go to Target, but we can't, like, where should we go? And I was like, oh, let's try, like, you know, one of these other stores. So we go in there and there's a legit Van Dutch shirt for sale. And I was like, I understand fashion is cyclical, but like, it really, I was like, woo, took me back. I was like, oh my God, Van Dutch. So we go there. Then afterward, we still have a bit of time and Mike's like, do you want to go grab like food before you go to the movies? So I was like, yeah, it's a good idea. But we're like at the point in time where we don't have enough to go to like a full sit down restaurant, but we also didn't just want like fast food. So I was like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, well, right by the mall, we can go to the food court. So we go to the food court and then we go see Lilo and Stitch. So I put in the group chat. I was like, hey, y'all, this is our night tonight. Went to a store where they were selling a Van Dutch shirt. Then we went to the food court at the mall to eat dinner and we're going to see Lilo and Stitch afterward. If you guessed that it's 2002, you think you'd be correct. But no, it's in our Lord's year 2025 that this occurred. So it was funny. But yeah, something about like ever since I've stopped going to Target, like sometimes it's a bit of a paying shift to like quote unquote go to more places, but other times it's kind of fun. Like I feel like I've been time traveling recently. Like I like all the places that I like wouldn't go to as often anymore. So I'm going to a lot more now. Like, I don't know. It's fun. I've gone to the mall so much more like since giving up Amazon and Target than I have in years. And I'm like, I'm kind of for it. Like
I've been yes.
Like, malls, bring malls back, baby. So yeah, I don't know. I might be personally supporting my local mall. I might be the one who's keeping it in business.
We went to the mall. It's so hard to go to the mall though and not spend like a fucking ton of money. It's like there's so many stores. We have not explained my cold open yet.
Yeah, we're 45 minutes into this episode and we haven't actually gotten to the meat. We haven't gotten to the cold open. I thought everything else was going to be like little appetizers. And then we spent 45 minutes talking about the little appetizers. So let's dive in. It is time, everyone. Pretty Little Liars talk.
Pretty Little Liars. Can you keep a secret?
Can you keep a secret?
Tippy can't. Tell you that. So
tell you that right now.
I am on season 4 and things were like kind of normal for like a little while there.
In Pretty Little Liars terms, yeah.
Yeah, but things are fucking crazy again, okay? Season 4 is off the rails. First of all, Hannah got hair extensions. They look terrible. But in the episode I just watched, they're gone. They're either gone or she cut them really short, so they look fine now. Second thing, Hannah's mom might go to jail for murdering Wilden, although Mona just stepped in and was like, no, it was me. So I'm interested to see where that's going to go. Also, who was it? Was it her mom? Well, her mom's like hell-bent on being like, it wasn't me. I had the gun and I saw him that night, but I didn't shoot him, which is like, well, you're fucked. Because
likely story. What you want.
And the pastor posted her bail. Where the fuck did this small town pastor get $100,000 to post her bail? Don't know. Would love to know. I have suspicions about this pastor and they're ridiculous and they make no fucking sense whatsoever. But I don't care. I'm like, is the pastor A? is the pastor involved in this? Like, listen, I'm like,
honestly, with Pretty Little Liars, whatever bonker ass thing you can think of, you're probably on to something, because I can assure you, like,
exactly.
The show is just, they're throwing things. They're throwing darts at the wall in the writer's room. Let me tell you.
Ezra has a kid. He broke up with Arya because Arya was like, I'm 17, I can't be a parent. Fair. Like, that child is 10 years younger than her.
Yeah.
That's it. So she's like, no offense, can't handle this. And he's like, okay, fine. So he goes and gets back together with Malcolm's mom for some reason. Don't know why that was necessary, but they got back together. And he, like, did this whole speech about, like, how if you can't have your first choice, you just have to settle with your second choice or something. And I was like, that's gross.
Terrible. That's
terrible. You don't have to make either choice. You can just be a father.
Maybe don't settle then, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. But Maggie, baby mama, in the last episode I just watched, was like, I'm going to go to school in Washington. So now the kid might move to an entirely different state. So I'm like, okay, what was the point of this fucking storyline at all? But Arya's seeing an age-appropriate man right now, so I'm interested in that. He's also, like, jacked. He's, like, ripped. Like, look at this guy, and you're like, damn! And then you look at Ezra, and you're like, ugh.
What is with shows? I feel like this is a thing that definitely... I don't know, maybe it hasn't gone away, but I feel like that was definitely a time there. I want to say from circa like 2005 to like 2015, they were like, getting a little stale in this relationship. Secret child. People love bringing in a secret child. And then, yeah, half the time they wouldn't even last because they were like, this is shit actually for the storyline and we need to take them out. Sometimes they would, but yeah, they loved a secret child there for a good period of time on television.
They really did. We got April Nardini. We got so many. Just stands out to me the most because that was horrendous.
For obvious reasons. That one stands out, but yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, child. No, thank you.
No, thank you. So we have that going on. Emily fucked up her shoulder, and so she, like, can't really swim anymore, which I'm finding very interesting. Her girlfriend from Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide is still hanging on, but I know she leaves soon because I, like, looked into her after they brought her onto the show because I was like, oh my god, it's Ned's Declassified, and I also wanted to see if she was gay in real life because she was, like, really selling it the, like, first couple seasons. I was like, okay, are you gay? So anyway, so I looked her up. She's not gay, but she did say on her podcast that she got fired from Pretty Little Liars because she has an Adderall addiction. She had an Adderall addiction. So it's like interesting to kind of like watch knowing that because like she is getting thinner and her eyes are getting a little bit more crazy. And I'm like, we've all been there, girl. We've all been there. We haven't all been there, but I mean, I worked in the restaurant industry.
We've at least all known someone who's been there.
Yes, exactly. No, if I took Adderall, it would be just making my brain normal again.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like going crazy. And Jenna, who, okay, I'm talking a lot about the most recent episode I've watched, but like, there's so much that's going on. Oh, the tippy thing. Okay, let me go.
Let's talk about
it. In the beginning of the season 4, Allie's mother comes back to Rosewood acting fucking insane. Like, just acting like a psychopath. And she brings back this fucking talking bird. And I'm like, no fucking way this is a talking bird. And she's like, oh yeah, that bird was Allie's grandmother's. So Allie spent an entire summer before she died. Right before she died, with this talking bird who repeats people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now we have a talking bird that's going to help solve this murder. What the fuck? So they
On Pretty Little Liars.
Only on Pretty Little Liars. So they adopt the bird. They figure out that it's not singing a little tune. It's singing a phone number. It was the phone number that Allie kept dialing that summer. Duh, obviously.
Obviously. Obviously. Always listen to the talking bird. They've got the juice. They've got the secrets.
They've got the secrets. They know who murdered people. So the phone number has so far not led anywhere from what I'm watching. It like led to a sorority house that had like a secret room that was like only had a chair and like a telephone in it, which I was like, what the fuck is this? Now there's like some creepy sorority ex-sorority mom or whatever. So we'll see where that goes, but I'm sure it's going to go somewhere fucking insane. But Tippy's gone. Tippy got stolen because Tippy had too much information. God damn it, Tippy.
God damn it, Tippy.
You're saying too much,
Tippy. Gone, but not forgotten, Tippy. We love you forever.
Gone, but not forgotten. Tippy forever. Tippy forever.
Tippy forever.
Tippy! What else is going on in this batshit crazy show? I feel so bad for Hannah and her mom. That storyline's like not even fun. It's just like kind of sad because it's like that, like Hannah has her dad, but it's very clear that they have like no relationship, and the relationship they do have is like pretty hostile. So it's like, oh God, she's like about to like, I don't know. It's really sad. But oh, Jenna. So in this most recent episode, first of all, Jenna's blind again. Okay. Sure. She went from driving a car to blind again. Sure. Okay. Whatever. How did she get her license back is the main question I have. But anyway.
That's fair.
So they just found her face down in a pool in the lake, unconscious. Apparently she's breathing though, so we're good there. But the actress is pregnant. The actress is 100% pregnant. This is something that's so distracting for me when I'm watching anything. I can tell like immediately when they're hiding a pregnancy on an actress. Yeah. And it's so obvious with her. And I want to Google it really bad to confirm, but I don't want to Google it because I'm too scared of seeing spoilies. I was very careful with my Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide girl Googling, but it would be more risky to search for Jenna, I think. So
yeah, that's fair.
I haven't done it yet, but I'm like, oh, she's pregnant. That's why she hasn't been on this show at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like they're not very good at hiding this. And I understand like you don't always necessarily want to write the pregnancy into the storyline, nor do you want to have to get rid of the actor and all that jazz. But it is always like, it's pretty obvious that they're pregnant.
the worst show to ever cover up a pregnancy was Scandal. Do you remember when Kerry Washington was pregnant? Did you watch Scandal?
I didn't, shockingly. But it's so like in the pop culture zeitgeist that I'm like familiar with it, obviously.
I didn't finish it. Maybe I'll watch that at some point. Yeah. But in one season she's pregnant and like they do just like a horrible job. Like it's so obvious that they're like covering, like she'll be standing like in profile and the only thing you'll be able to see is like her head up because the whole bottom half is like blocked by a plant in the foreground or something. And it's just like, this is crazy. But anyway, that's happening. What else is happening in my Pretty Little Liars? Toby psyched me out. Toby, I thought he was evil, but he's not.
Yeah.
Question mark. I mean, nothing's real until the show's over, is my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. You can trust no one until it's all
trust
over.
No one. Now his like dead mother is somehow involved in all of this, which I'm interested to see how they figured that out. She's like, oh yeah, my mom who killed herself actually didn't kill herself, and there was a blonde woman there that was after her, and it's all suspicious, and Wilden was involved, and it's just like, why? There's this other part too where they had that ghost train, Halloween train thing where Garrett gets murdered and they try to kill Arya. So this happens a while ago. This happened a while ago. And Arya, when she was in the box, stabbed through the box and stabbed somebody with a screwdriver. At the end of that episode, we see Jenna and Jason. He's clearly been stabbed with some sort of screwdriver. They're cleaning up his wound. We never hear about that again. I guess apparently at some point they're going to bring it back. But like they showed us videos from that night where they were like, here's them putting Arya in the box. And like it's Wilden and like a female. I don't remember who it was. Mona, maybe. No, it wasn't Mona, but it was somebody. It was not Jason. So I was like, wait, what's happening? So I'm assuming that's going to come back, but that was so long ago now in this in the show that I'm like, is it?
And 18 other things have happened since then that you're like, what? I can't. Like, Pretty Little Liars, in a sense, is a good show to binge because so much happens from week to week that, like, when you watch it, like, in that basis, like, it, you can't, I couldn't keep up. This is the thing I love about shows. Like, I feel like now, okay, and I watch TV shows now that have, like, you know, whatever, like, 10 episodes tops, and they're, like, previously on, and you're like, that was 2 weeks ago. Like, it's fine. But back when you used to have shows that had, like, 22 episodes, that honestly, like, whatever they showed on the previously on, you're like, oh, this is going to come back into play, because they'd pull something from, like, episode 5 that you hadn't thought of in months, and all of a sudden they're talking about that, and you're like, that's suspicious. So, yeah, I always enjoyed, like, very, like, foreshadowing previously on. So you're like, oh, yes.
Two seasons ago. I do remember that.
Good times.
I love it. It's chaos. There was an episode I did skip. It was the last episode of season 3, and it was just Mona recapping the entire series. I, like, kept fast-forwarding to see, like, if anything new was happening, but no, it was just Mona, like, recapping everything, so I skipped that.
Also, like, something that used to happen on TV shows all the time, and I hated it because they'd, like, they'd sell it as a new episode, and you're like, it's not, it's a recap episode, and they used to do that, like, every once in a blue moon, because, A, obviously, you had all of these, you were running from fall to, you know, spring slash summer, whatever, and it was also a way to, like, quote-unquote, like, get new viewers in, so, like, when a show was still, and it's, like first couple seasons, they would do that a lot to be like, oh, well, like, put on this recap episode and that'll draw people in. But if you were a fan who was consistently watching, or again, in binge watching times, like when it's all on a streaming service, it, like, doesn't work. And I think they should just cut those episodes. You know what else is a weird episode of a show when you're, like, going back and watching it, is The West Wing. I want to say it's the start of season 3. They had their premiere date, and then obviously because it was fall and it's a show about, like, the White House, and then 9/11 happened. And so instead they, like, do this episode where it's like a school class is coming through, and, like, a couple of the characters from the West Wing, like CJ Craig, like, talk to them about 9/11, because it was like they didn't want to be disrespectful and they had to address it. But it's like not, it has nothing to, like, there's no plot stakes of the rest of the show. Oh, and then it's weird because then, like, the West Wing never really addresses 9/11 again. Like, I don't know.
It's God.
But I remember, like, as someone who watched it, because I would say I was pretty young when the West Wing was airing, so I did not watch that live. I watched it later in life on Netflix. When you get to that episode, you're like, what the fuck? Because, like, that's how season, I think it's season 3, yeah, like, starts. And you're like, first episode of the news, what is this? And I,
It's very bizarre. Funny.
I was like, y'all should maybe not. I don't know. I get for the time why you had to air it, but, like, now watching it, it's really weird.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I miss when TV shows were, like, 30 episodes of nonsense, to be honest, though.
Yes. Phillips, I love, what is it called? Like, a bottle episode? Mm-hmm. I love a bottle episode of TV. Obviously, some of them are not super great, but those are always great when you were, like, running out of budget and you could only use one location and you had to, like, do something creative with it. I think, I don't know. I just miss some of that about TV. Lots of perks to where TV has gone. I like that it's considered more, like, serious art form. It used to be like, oh, only movie stars are taken seriously and the little TV people are in the little tube in your living room. I don't know where that accent came from. But
wherever now, Diana Agron's came from, probably.
But now, like, you know, like, TV is seen as, like, prestige or whatever, which is cool. And, like, they are, like, making little movies basically for you every week. But you know what else I hate? Having to wait, like, freaking 3 years in between seasons. Like, when are we ever getting the new season / last season of Stranger Things? I don't know when these kids are, like, in retirement home at this rate. Sweet Jesus. Right. Yeah, and, like, a cliffhanger used to be fun because you're like, oh, yeah, I'll see it in the fall. Like, they'll be right back, you know, in a couple of months. And it would, like, keep you tantalized all summer. Now it's like, well, I have to wait 2 years. Can't wait to figure out how that ends.
And I think that's, like, such a problem with TV now, too. Like, why shows don't last. Like, because, like, a super good show will come out and you will, like, binge it. And you're like, this is so good. Can't wait till the next season. And then, like, 2 years will pass.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, I've basically forgotten about this.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, that existed. Yeah, I know.
Our flag means death was so good, season one. And I remember being like obsessed with it. And I was like buying merch and I was like, this is amazing. It took like literally 3 years for them to get season two. By the time that happened, I didn't even know it was coming out. And then next thing I knew, it was canceled. And I'm like, well, yeah, because you took 3 years like in between. Like you can't, that's, things need to like move faster.
Yeah.
Like they used to. But everybody's like really obsessed production with it. I don't know.
Times take forever. And then like someone like my mom, I mean, even me, like in between each season, and this is not shade to you, mom, but, like in between seasons, we both watch Outlander, right? And that show's like had 7 seasons now. And that's the other thing too, that Outlander likes to do is they break up the seasons in half. They like have done this since season one. It's not like a new thing, but it still drives me crazy. So you like go to watch the next season and it's been so long that you're like, you need Mona to sit there and recap it for you. Like you have to like go back and rewatch it or whatever. And so my mom will always be like, hey, I feel like I should know this, but, and I was like, no, it's just cause it was 3 years since you last saw it. Like, of course you don't remember. But yeah, there are so many times, and like I like rewatching things. So like I love, if it's a TV show, I do enjoy rewatching it. But like you shouldn't have to, because it's been 3 years since the last season came out, and you have to like go, you know, remember it or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. No one's asking us, but if they were, this is how we would fix TV.
If they were, we have some thoughts. Okay,
we have some thoughts. Okay,
stop more taking so long.
Yeah, more crazy talking birds.
More birds.
More birds, less children that pop up out of nowhere. That never is good. That is never good storytelling. In the history of storytelling, it never turns out good.
Nope.
Yeah, more filler episodes, bottle episodes. I like a good, I don't need it to be, you know, like let me deep dive with the characters a little bit. Yeah. Exactly. Those are our thoughts. Thank you.
Exactly. Bing bam boom.
Bing, bing, boom. That's all we got. Those are our thoughts on that.
Yeah. But any wrap-ups? We'll see what's going on tonight at the AMAs.
Yes, I'm excited. Should be interesting. Hopefully we get something. Even honestly, and again, I know this sounds like so like superficial and silly, and it is, but like even just like her showing up at the award show and getting to see what she's wearing will give me a little bit of joy. Yes. Like, and I know that's so like, you know, whatever, silly. But yeah, I'm like, I hope she's just there so I can like see what cute outfit she's wearing, or like all the people. I'm excited to see what they're wearing. And I hope we get some kind of announcement. Yeah.
Same. I hope we get something, but at least I hope we get an appearance by Taylor herself. But yeah, those are my thoughts. Those are my feelings.
And we'll be back next week with what chapters? 7 and 8 of Once and For All?
Yeah. I believe it is 7 and 8. Yes. Yes.
Sounds right.
So we'll be back. However, if we do get something really exciting tonight, we might have to do just like a quick like 20-minute pop in.
No, you just have to pop in and like fangirl about it. Okay. Hope you all... I'm sure y'all won't mind. Come hang out with us. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
But anyway, take care of yourselves.
Yes, absolutely.
Fearless.
It's not a cult. We just do cult-like things. Okay, bye.
Bye.